My guest at this time is Florida Congressman Ted Yoho, a Republican representing the Sunshine State's 3rd Congressional District. He joins me today to discuss the Obama administration's plan to cede control of the Internet. And that could be controlled to other nations and possibly the United Nations. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Greg, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
So many different aspects to begin with, but this issue has been unfolding for a number of months. The FCC voted on this a while ago. The Democratic majority there, the majority of Democratic appointees, I should say, voting to keep moving with this Obama administration policy. First of all, why do they want to do this?
You know, that's a great question to ask, and that's something we need to ask Mr. Obama. I mean, the U.S. has been in control of the domain names of the Internet since its inception. If we give up, relinquish this control, it goes possibly to the U.N., and then you have countries like Russia, China, Iran, any other country that wants to play and determine how to regulate those domain names within their countries. And I think you're going to see a decrease of access to the Internet, a decrease of freedom over the Internet to a degree we have never experienced before. And one of the things that made the Internet so explosive and such an economic and intellectual force is because of the free market enterprise and a country like the U.S. controlling access to it to where everybody has it.
Let's look at a couple different aspects from the different arguments on this. First of all, from the side, I guess, of the administration, but also others who have spoken out with more clarity on in defending this policy, they say that countries can't control what we see. They might be able to close off their own people from seeing it, but the force of the Internet and the way it's structured means that, you know, Russia can't stop Americans from seeing what's on the Internet. Is that true?
That part's true, but they can block any country's intellectual property or content from being accessed by somebody in Russia or China or Iran. So you're starting to limit people. And if you look at one of the basic underlying tenets of liberty and freedom, it's freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom of access to information. And if we start sequestering that and blocking it off, you're going to have pockets around the world that are going to become more and more isolated, controlled by government nations. And if we are to expand free-thinking people, expand the ability of people to, you know, reach their potential, this is a wrong move, and it's a misstep by this administration. And it's a violation of the federal law for an officer or an employee of the United States government to make or authorize an expenditure or obligation exceeding the amount that we've appropriated. And so by doing what they want to do, it's against the law again, and that doesn't seem to be a concern for this administration, and we aim to stop it.
One other issue I've heard raised in light of this debate is cybersecurity. Would having other nations in control of the domain process, access to the domain names and so forth, make us more vulnerable when it comes to cyber attacks?
I think it would. You know, the consensus out there is it would. It'd be like having multiple chefs in a kitchen making a meal. The more people you have in there, sometimes the more confusing it is. And I think it's worked pretty darn good, and it's been pretty successful with the way it is now. And this is something that the United States developed. We've been in control of this, and we've given people access to the Internet unchecked. And I just think you start getting nation states in there, and there's already enough cybersecurity threats out there that are nation states. If they take over the domain names and things like that, they can be planning, you know, who knows what they'll implant as far as a malware or, you know, some type of cyber bug that'll get into everybody's computer. So this is a misstep by this administration. And so many times, Greg, what I look at is this move going to strengthen America or is this move going to weaken it? And I think it's very clear that if we do what President Obama wants to do, it'll weaken America's stance again.
What can Congress do to demand some more accountability, some more oversight from the administration?
I think probably the best thing is, you know, to have a hearing and find out what is the purpose of doing this. And, you know, we've heard the arguments on the administration side. And then the other thing is just to have a strong rebuttal to that and refuse to let this president go down this road. Because, again, what you're doing is with a president wanting to relinquish that to an international group of stakeholders, possibly the UN, it just doesn't sound good for America. So that's why we need people like, you know, the Ted Cruz bill and Mitch McConnell standing up and stopping this. Greg, they're calling my bill, and I have to go to the floor.
Well, that's getting you right in the middle of the action. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho represents his state's 3rd Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.